There you are, right on time as usual. So I take it you're ready for your haircut? Looking at your hair, I am guessing yes. I guess maybe having a friend who is a hairstylist has spoiled you. Well, come into my apartment. You know where the chair is. I guess it isn't really right to talk about you as a spoiled one, though. You're the one who's kept loaning me money as I try to find jobs as a dancer. It's funny that my parents paid for dance lessons as soon as I could walk until I graduated, but then they freak out when I want to make a profession out of it. They did offer to pay for cosmetology and beauty training, which is something. Being a barber and a hairstylist was good enough for both of my parents back in our small hometown. But things have changed. Did you know that there are at least 6 hair salons within 5 minutes of here? If you look at this entire city, well, I don't want to think about how many there are. And so many men and women with at least as much training as me. It's hard to get hours, and the tips aren't all that great. Honestly, without your help, I couldn't afford rent, let alone dance lessons on the side. Mom and Dad want me to move back home and take over the family business, but that just isn't for me. They also think I should settle down and have a family like they were doing at my age. I don't know, maybe it's just my shyness. You know you're the only boy I'm comfortable being around. So I fought to stay here close to the city as long as I can, even if that means living off of your generosity. But I have good news. All of that is about to change. I got a new job that pays a lot more than just cutting hair. And the tips? They're just incredible. I start next week. Here, I'll tell you all about it. But you have to promise, just promise to never tell my parents or anyone from back home. Oh, I know that look. At least I can figure it out. You think I took a job as an exotic dancer? I guess I have the looks for it and the body. Being a dancer has kept me in great shape all of my life. And of course that dancing training would come in handy if I were to become an exotic dancer. But you know me, I'm way too shy and conservative. I don't quite make it to church every Sunday, but I do at least feel bad about not going. I just couldn't dance around naked for a bunch of strange men night after night. Basically, I'll still be a hairstylist, cutting men's hair and giving them shaves and stuff, except I might be doing it topless. Now, don't get worried. This is entirely legitimate. It's not some seedy club. It's a real business right in the heart of the city in the business district. It's actually an international chain of literally dozens of special salons. Businessmen come in for shaves in the morning or haircuts over lunch. It's not really any different from what I do now, except it pays a lot more per hour, and I'll be half naked. But nothing naughty ever goes on. They're closely regulated, and they have a strict policy against the clients harassing the girls. It's not like they're going to be drunk or anything. I spent a day there after I interviewed just watching what was going on. They've got these little alcoves where the girls take the men, but it's not like they're hidden. They just give the men shaves and haircuts and talk to them, maybe sometimes sit in their laps or let their chests press against their backs and faces, but the men aren't allowed to touch back. The men are so generous too. The girls who work there have the most wonderful tits. Tips. They get awesome tips, way more even than some of them got as exotic dancers. A lot of them came from that profession, did you know? And this place actually pays for them to go to beauty school. But I've already had all of the training, so they were really excited to be able to hire me. I'm supposed to start next week. That first day, I could literally bring home more in tips than I made in a month at a regular salon. I could easily make rent and pay for dancing classes. I could even start paying you back with how much money I make. Of course, there is a small issue of my shyness. I'm not sure if I can let a man see my, breasts. So, while you're here to get a haircut, I thought maybe I could use this as a dry run for my first day on the job. No man has seen these breasts before. It would help a lot if the first guy to see them was someone I trusted. It's so easy for me to be naked around other girls, or back at school, or in the locker room at dance class, or even just watching the girls at the salon that one day. Maybe it's from being a dancer myself, but I can so appreciate the graceful lines of another woman and the way her breasts curve gracefully out from her chest or the way her hips move as she walks or dances. Sorry, where was I? Oh, yes. I was asking if it was okay if I gave you a topless haircut and the shave too. It's been so long since I shaved a man, but they're incredibly popular at my new job. Some businessmen stop in every day before work, for one. Some of them come back in the afternoon, so I need to get good at that, especially while sitting in their laps. I know this will be a little weird for you. You've known me for so long, and we've been friends that entire time. It will be weird for me too, but that's a good thing. I need to get over my shyness, especially about my body. I really need this job. It's honestly an amazing job, even if my parents would freak. So, will you let me do it? All you have to do is sit down in that chair like all the other times. The only difference is that I'll be mostly naked. You'll be doing me another huge favor. Thank you. I can always count on you. Now, in the salon, I'd always be topless. It's just more efficient that way and more professional. We aren't exotic dancers after all. We're just hairstylists who are a little bit nude from the waist up. But I couldn't exactly answer the door here topless, could I? He would have wondered what was going on and someone else could have been in the hallway. So I threw this big baggy sweater on with nothing underneath it but panties. Now, all I have to do is pull it off. Like, any second now. It's only the sweater that's keeping you from seeing my breasts. And it's only my shyness that's keeping me from taking it off. And keeping this job. Okay, on three. One. Two. Two and a half. Three. Now, don't freak out. These are my breasts. They aren't as big as some of the other girls at the salon, but they're real. And I guess a lot of the clients are tired of big breasts or implants. It's okay to stare at them if you want. I need to get used to it. My new coworkers all saw them in the back of the salon the other day. I kind of had to let them see them. My manager too, but she's a woman. And they all liked my breasts. It actually felt kind of nice to have all of these sexy and beautiful women telling me how good they looked. Now, if you've gotten an eyeful, I'm going to cut your hair. At work, we'd give a shampoo too, and maybe our breasts get a little wet in the process. But my apartment isn't set up for that, so we'll just skip ahead to cutting your hair. I'll be standing behind you for most of this, but at the salon, there will be mirrors everywhere. It's helping now that I can focus on cutting your hair. It's not the career I wanted, but I'm good at it. Almost as good as I am at dancing. After all of these haircuts, I know your hair as well as I know any part of my body. That's why I can kind of speed through it faster than I would for someone else. Or maybe that's just nervousness as being topless. See? We're done already. And I did a pretty good job if I do say so myself. But haircuts are a small part of my new job. A man only needs a haircut once every few weeks, but he could get a shave every day. Some men even drive in from the suburbs on the weekends for them. Well, let's be honest, they're driving in to have a cute topless girl do it for them. So, I hope you aren't freaked out by a straight edge razor. You've probably never had one used on you before, but I've never shown my breasts to a guy before, so I guess that makes us even. I already got some shaving cream ready, so let me just put it on. Which, means sitting in your lap. That's part of the experience, I guess. I just kind of plop myself down in your lap so that my breasts are right at eye level directly in front of you, and then I start spreading the shaving cream over your whiskers, We'd do the entire hot towel treatment at the salon, but that's not something I can do at home either. There we go. Now, just let me wipe the extra cream off on this towel. Then I need to adjust my position. Instead of sitting sideways on your lap, I need to turn towards you and kind of straddle you. It's not the easiest in this chair. They have bigger ones at the salon, but I'm pretty graceful even with my breasts hanging out. So I can move into that position and then sit back down in your lap facing you. Oh, is that your... Well, you know, they warned me about that. Not so much warned, but told me to expect it. That the clients would get hard from seeing all of the topless girls and from the physical contact. We're supposed to avoid too much contact with it or from commenting on it. That can get us into all kinds of trouble with the manager or with the police. But it's a good sign, I guess. It means that somehow I'm being sexy through all of this. You aren't turned off by your friend's body, so a stranger should be even more excited. Although, I guess I can't really imagine something being more excited than that. But anyway, on to your shave. This will take a little bit longer than the haircut, but then again, I'm using a razor sharp instrument right along your neck. And I've never cut anyone yet. Sorry, I keep bumping against it. I mean, you know what I mean. But it's not my fault. It's pressed up so hard against your jeans, and this chair isn't really meant for two people, so I'm doing the best that I can while at the same time trying not to cut you. Maybe I should just focus on one or the other. Let me take care of shaving you, and we'll ignore for the moment what parts are bumping against what other parts. Now, the quality of the shave would get me a commendation at work. But the way I keep accidentally rubbing against that thing would get me in a lot of trouble. You understand it's not intentional, right? You've never shown any attraction to me, and I've never shown any interest in you or any other man. I know that started all kinds of awful rumors about me back home when I never dated or talked about boys like my friends. I just haven't met the right guy yet. If only I could find one like you. Or actually, like one of the girls at work. They're all so beautiful with perfect bodies and soft, silky hair, big, bouncy breasts with the cutest nipples. Are you getting harder? You are, and bigger too. Every time I rub against it, it seems to twitch and grow a little. Maybe I should try to rub against it less, but it just seems to happen now. I wasn't paying attention, but somehow when I was thinking about the girls at work, it started happening more. You should have said something. Oh God, my panties are drenched, and the front of your pants are getting that way too. I'm so sorry. You must think me some kind of slut, but I'm not. You know that. But I could be, just this one time. I'm so turned on right now. It must be you, right? Maybe I have secretly crushed on you for years. Yeah, that must be it. And I do owe you for all you've done for me. I'm still too nervous around men, too, and always will be while I'm a virgin. I really do need this job, though, and I think I need to have sex with a man. Definitely a man. A man like you. The shave is all done, by the way, but I can use the razor to cut away the panties. They're completely soaked anyway. Now you can see that your face isn't the only thing that has been freshly shaved. It's just that I've seen so many other girls doing it recently, and it seemed like a good way to keep my shaving skills up. Now, let me raise myself up while you pull down those pants and your underwear. Hurry, this is a limited time offer before my judgment and religious upbringing reassert themselves. Oh my, that's even bigger than it felt. I'm both kind of scared and impressed. But mostly scared. That thing is supposed to fit into me? No, no, I never said I wanted to change my mind. Yes, I'm scared by it, but I'm scared by this new job too. But I think I need both. I know I need the job at least, and maybe having sex with you helps me keep that. Plus, I suppose I owe you something more than haircuts for all that you've done for me. Now, you hold on to it and point it up at me. I'll lower myself down as gracefully as I can when I'm shaking so hard. But I can still do it, until I'm pressed firmly down on the head of your penis. I'd never do this for any of the men at work. My boss wouldn't let me, and I've never wanted to anyway. But I kind of want to do it with you. I want to slowly push down and feel my pussy slowly open around the head of your hard cock. Then I can give to you what my mom said I should only give to my husband. Oh gosh. Oh my fucking god, it went in. Somehow that big thing went into my little pussy. I want to get you to take it out. But it does feel better already. And then I turn a little and look at your face right in front of mine, and I see how much you're enjoying this. Enjoying me. Oh, that hurt me a little. But it made you feel good a lot, didn't it? Then let me do it again. And again. Each time I do it, it hurts a little less, and you like it a little more. I can move more and more, up and down and around a little too. It helps being dancer for this, but mostly it's just being a woman. This comes naturally to me, even more than dancing. Do you like this? Do you like your naked friend riding your cock up and down in your lap? You do, don't you? I can see it in your face or hear it in your moans. But more than that, I can feel it in how you work so hard to thrust up into me as I squirm and move up and down in your lap. I'm embarrassed by how wet I am and by how eagerly I'm fucking you. I don't even like boys that much. Not as much as girls. There, I said it. But I do like this. I love this. Now come in me, please. We can't waste your sperm by letting you spill it anywhere but in me. My mom never let me have access to birth control, but I never thought I would need it either. Oh, I'm not sure I want it right now either. What I want is a big orgasm. For me and for you, and a bunch of your cum inside of me. Just a few more bounces. We're so close. We could do it on the count of three, like with my shirt. One. Two and a half. Oh, fuck. Three. Come in me. Oh, my God. Please come in me like I'm coming for you. Oh, God. Oh my God. I honestly didn't plan that when I invited you over. I never would have planned it, but it happened anyway. I hope you don't mind. Maybe it was fun taking your friend's virginity. It was kind of fun giving it to you. And the good news is that I don't think I'll be too nervous to go topless at work after this. The bad news is that I could get pregnant, but that's not entirely bad. There's a pregnant girl at work and she's very popular. My job has a very good medical plan too. The big problem will be my parents. They always expected me to save myself for my husband. But maybe if I play my cards right, it will have turned out that I did. If I'm going to marry any man, I think it would have to be you. Sorry, I know it's a lot to think about, but after today, something tells me I can find a way to convince you that I'd make a good wife.